winds blew for or against their enterprises. Stars and planets circled in their orbits to preserve inviolate a system of which they were the centre. Common abbreviations took new meanings in his eyes, and had sole reference to them. AD had no concern with Anno Domini, but stood for Anno Dombi and Son. He had risen, as his father had before him in the course of life and death, from Son to Dombi, and for nearly 20 years had been the sole representative of the firm. Of those years he had been married, 10 married, as some said, to a lady with no heart to give him, whose happiness was in the past, and who was content to bind her broken spirit to the dutiful and meek endurance of the present. Such idle talk was little likely to reach the ears of Mr. Dombey, who it nearly concerned, and probably no one in the world would have received it with such utter incredulity as he, if it had reached him. Dombey and Son had often dealt in hides, but never in hearts. They left that fancy to boys and girls, and boarding schools and books. Mr. Dombey would have reasoned that a matrimonial alliance with himself must, in the nature of things, be